Sustaining meaningful arts activities throughout the summer is one thing that the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance does very well. With me is Rebecca Rivas. She is the Visiting Assistant Professor of Voice, Movement, and Acting with UTEP. Welcome. It's good to have you here again.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, we have two important things to talk about. The first is the UTEP Summer Theater Camps. When does registration begin?
Registration is actually going to begin on Monday, April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for our summer theater camp that runs in June 9th through the 27th. We have lots of information. I'll be talking a little bit about it, but also you can get it at our website, theaterdance.utep.edu.
Okay.
There are two acting camps. One is for our beginning acting camp, and that's the ages 7 through 12. That happens Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then our second group is for our advanced camp, and that's ages 13 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens a little later in the day, Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And both of those are $225.
And there is financial assistance available,
there
I understand.
Is. Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Really, if there's a kid out there who's just has the burning desire to do this, who can they contact you at the department, or how do they go about looking into financial assistance?
They can check on the website, but certainly, you know, if they want to give us a call, either you can call me at 5231-747-5231, or you can call our main office, which is 747-5146. For that information. But all you have to do is fill out a form. You can find that online and submit that. We go through those. We decide on basis of need, and we let you know by May 21st whether or not you qualify for the financial assistance and if we're able to give that to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, do these theater camps really go way above the level that the students have had before in their learning, or are they... Do they mesh pretty well with the average student's level?
Oh, I mean, we try and I think, I mean, we never know what kind of group we're going to get, but we certainly take into consideration everybody's, I guess, how comfortable they are within it, you know, how long they've been doing it, or maybe they're just beginning.
Okay.
And that's okay. And we want them to, you know, even if you've never tried it before, you know.
Okay. So the fact that this is on the university campus doesn't mean that a person needs to quake in their shoes and slink away in fear. This is a great place to come and spend part of the summer enriching what you know, or just diving in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you have a kid who is singing in front of the mirror, or, you know, grabbing their brother and sister and putting them into, you know, a production, bring that kid to us.
Okay.
This is just a way for us to, you know, strengthen our community's connection to theater, and it has so much to offer kids.
How nice that you recognize the early signs of theater madness and you have a place to bring your kid and cultivate to turn it into something really grand.
Yeah.
Now, your second big offering is a special Chicano theater series coming up later in the summer. Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. We started, myself and Adriana Dominguez, we started that up last year with a few staged readings of Chicano plays, and we wanted to continue this year. And so we'll be putting up two productions. They won't be staged readings. They'll actually be shows. A piece called A Solid Home by Elena Garro.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been collaborating with Andrea Vasquez and our dance department to create a dance drama collaboration, and that will be put up as well.
Oh, that's really evolving then. That's taking on more dimension in its in the life. Now, you just had the auditions for those performances. When do the performances actually take place where?
The performances are going to be May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. And right now we're slated to be in the Basement Theater of the Fox Fine Arts.
Okay, that's a nice, shall we say, intimate space.
Yes, it is. Yes. It is. Very intimate.
And that's going to be by donation to benefit the Student Scholarship Fund.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And we're also taking submissions. You can email them to me for Chicano playwrights, anyone who's got a play and would like to submit. We're taking those in preparation for next year, hopefully being able to workshop someone's work and just really foster new works.
Oh, that's really going to be wonderful. Gosh, it's grown exponentially just very quickly from just the readings to what you're presenting this year.
Yeah, I mean, we got great response last year, so Lovely. We're hoping to continue that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. My guest is Rebecca Rivas, innovative and a very active visiting assistant professor of voice movement and acting at the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance, which is inviting participation in the summer theater camps for kids ages 7 to 12 and 13 through 18 for two separate camps. You can get all that information on the website, theater, that's with an R-E-T-H-E-A-T-R-E, dance.utep.edu, or you can call 747-5231 and go ahead and pencil in the Chicano Theater Series that starts up on May the 30th in the Basement Theater, the Fox Fine Arts Center here at UTEP. Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.